Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday to you. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Gester here. It's Sports Daily. Max Powers producing. We got a lot to talk about on today's show. We're excited to do it with you here on KFH, 97.5 FM. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected. If you're seeing us on Facebook or YouTube or X, we appreciate you as well. Good place to leave your comments. If you can't, give us a call. And of course, if you're listening to us on the Odyssey app anytime, even from the future, you can leave us voice messages there with a little microphone that we can get and play out over the air if they're relevant to the conversation. So thanks for being here. However it is, we'll give away some HTO today for you. The Royals win again. We'll certainly get into that with a similar sort of score that they've been living with lately, and a rookie debut that was one for the memory books, and we'll have that for you. The Luka LeBron Lakers get bounced in the first round. We might talk a little NBA today. Tommy, the headline, Minnesota missed 40 threes in a game and won. But they missed 40 threes.
Hey, that's the NBA for you, right? Those are just like wild, wild situations when they happen. And you've got a star-packed team with LeBron and Luka, J.J. Redick coaching the team, all of that, all the hype surrounding it. And they go home and the Timberwolves move on.
Yeah, it's good for the Timberwolves. Good for a guy, Brandon Zinner. All the starved Minnesota sports fans for a championship. Who knows? This is a pretty good team. We'll see. But we might talk a little NBA playoffs as well. Fred VanVleet and the Rockets, of course, former Shocker, extend their lives a little bit. We can look into the NFL, of course, and all the things happening there with these rookies and the fallout from Shedeur Sanders. You just keep getting more and more reaction and more information that really tells you, man, this was self-inflicted. So we'll have a lot for you today. Your calls, commentary, we really appreciate it. Tommy, good morning. How are you?
Man, I'm good. Happy Thursday. Today was kind of a revelation for me. We've talked before about how, you know, that we're getting into springtime, summer, all of that. And, you know, when you're on the radio this early in the morning, typically you're driving in and it's pitch black outside, dark out. Today was the first day that I wore sunglasses driving into the studio. Sun was coming up, kind of glaring right in my eyes. I put sunglasses on and I was happy to do it. We're getting to that time of year when the sun's coming up really early now, and I love it. I'm here for it.
Yeah, that is a promising development. To a similar degree, I have to wear them on the way home from work now. So that's a good sign too, right? We're all getting there. We're all going to be in the sunshine. We're going to go play a little golf. Shout out to Crestview Country Club tomorrow. If you're out there and you want to throw something at us or yell during Tommy's backswing, I'd encourage it to our great Crestview listeners out there. That's the problem. We can't really bet when we play golf because we can. But I got a 25 handicap here. I mean, you're going to give me 25 strokes?
I don't know if I would give you 25 strokes. I might give you 15 strokes or 18 strokes. When you start getting up to a point to where I'm giving you more than one stroke per hole, at that point, I'm kind of done. I'm like, all right, that's not like...
That's what I mean.
Like, you get a double bogey and you're really parring it. Like, I'm not a fan of that. Come on.
Yeah. I'm not either. That's my thing. Like, how do you even attack that sort of discrepancy when you're going to put a little scratch on it like you should? What are you supposed to do there?
I mean, like there's a kind of a famous exchange in a press conference that I think happened a few months ago with Scottie Scheffler, and he was talking about playing golf like with his buddies, and he's got a couple of buddies that are, you know, they're hacks, they're regular golfers like you and I, and they go out on the course and they bet, and he gives them strokes and he ends up giving him money at the end of the day. Like that, it's the great equalizer when you're getting strokes or giving strokes. Like that's the great equalizer in the game of golf.
Yeah, I suppose, but I doubt you're going to give me any strokes when we're playing tomorrow.
I don't know if I'm not going to give you 25, but I think within reason, I can probably give you some.
What's your handicap these days, Mr. Castor?
I believe I'm a 7. So if you're 25, I'd give you 18. I'd give you a stroke a hole, basically. Yeah, I'd give you one stroke per hole.
Okay. We can do that. I love it though. I'm trying to talk myself into like a new driver. Here's my logic, and I know this is dangerous road. I don't need a lecture. I'm trying to like win enough bets here in baseball to justify getting a new driver. That's my work. And I've been doing okay. I'm up like 50 bucks.
Isn't that how you paid for your new set of irons? Is because you bet enough and you made enough money that you were able to get a new set of irons?
That is correct. Okay. Yes, except that was football, which is more of a comfortable space for me in the betting world. I got nothing. You know, with the NBA, I'm just like looking at all the sites. I let the internet talk me into a hockey bet last night. I don't think that did anything, but I'm betting like $5, like nothing crazy. I'm loving it. Here's what I'm loving doing with it. And this would be a jackpot type situation. I'm trying to like string together three dudes in a home run parlay. So like pick three guys. And I think I'm 0-for-6 the last 2 days when I've been doing it. What I have been doing well at is like three-leg baseball or four-leg baseball parlays for like $5. And the Rangers let me down last night. I already hit another one, and I've been halfway to a driver.
Are you doing money lines with those parlays? Or are you betting against the spread? What's the play?
No, just money line. Okay. Baseball's a tricky one. I haven't, you know, I don't know. Like there, because usually when you have like David versus Goliath, you do the, you know, -1.5 to get it closer to even. And last year, the first year that we started having betting here, it became pretty apparent how many baseball games are one-run games. So, like, you'd be like, oh, yeah, the Dodgers are going to smash there. And they'd end up winning by one. And you're like, well, crap, right? Like, so it's a work in progress. Maybe by halfway through the, through the golf season, I'll have hit enough of these to get up there and to do something, or maybe I'll, you know, trust the internet and go find some of the aggregators and see what kind of good NBA playoff bets there are and try to put one of those together. But it's a little tricky. I'm ready to get in on the playoffs though. Like once we get through this round, even with these games now, like Timberwolves Lakers has been fun and was fun eliminated. Like now we're to the point because it is wide open in the NBA. We've talked about this before. There are favorites, but are there really favorites? At least in the NBA, we've gotten away from like the super teams, right? I think it feels pretty open. Now that's again coming from total, like I'm just coming in here. Like I'm just kind of dipping my toe in the water for the NBA this year. Now that we're into almost the second round, but it does feel like there's a lot of teams that can win a title. And I think it's awesome that Minnesota's one of those teams.
Well, and think about, too, you mentioned at the top, you know, Fred VanVleet and the Rockets. Like, they stayed alive in the series. But Golden State, you know, has not – they're not the Golden State of 5 years ago or 8 years ago. They're a different team. I mean, you know, Curry is older. They've got Jimmy Butler in, obviously, and that has kind of helped them a little bit. But they're not this, like – juggernaut world beater of a team, and they're on the verge of winning their series too against Houston. So yeah, I mean, to your point, I do think it's pretty wide open right now.
Yeah, it feels good, and we'll start to dig in there a little bit, but let's talk Royals when we come back. 3-0 winners, Noah Cameron with a dazzling debut in a lot of ways. We'll have it next. Don't go away.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Glad to be here with you. on Sports Daily. It's a lot of fun. This time of year, we get baseball every night. We've got the NBA playoffs revving up. We've got the NHL playoffs. Max has given me a hard time. Hockey playoffs are the best, Max says. Max, I honestly, like, I don't even disagree with you. Hockey playoffs are fantastic. I just don't know any of the players anymore.
Don't matter. It's constant
action.
But I love
the NHL playoffs. So Max wants to know what I'm betting. I don't know, Max. What should I bet? Like, I don't know.
Well, you should definitely bet the Capitals over the Canadians. Canadians are frauds. I like Winnipeg and Toronto for the finals, but Winnipeg.
Now, is that a political statement? Canadians are frauds?
No, the Montreal Canadian team is a fraud.
Oh, the hockey team. Okay. I got you.
Getting a little bit of controversy on the show today.
It's in vogue to talk trash about our northern neighbors right now, I think. Say that again. Who should I be betting?
If you were betting last night, I would have took Washington.
We're past last night. I don't need.
Who do you like in the finals?
I like Winnipeg and Toronto for the finals.
Okay.
But two Canadian teams. Yeah, Winnipeg scared me. I was a Maple Leafs fan as growing up, so
they struggled against.
All right, I'm sure there's futures bets. Maybe I'll just double them up to reach the finals here in hockey. We'll get that queued up and ready to go. I'll tell you what the number on that is in a little bit, Tommy. Noah Cameron last night, that was interesting. I joked after the first inning that he was perfect through one. And then all of a sudden I drive home, look up, and he's no hitting them through six and a third. Now he did have five walks. But look, we said it yesterday. There's an opportunity here for him. He's been really effective now for about 70 AAA innings between last year and this year. This is I think raises that floor a little bit for the Royals, because if he really can, basically, if he can do what Marsh did for them last year, I think is reasonable expectation, because they still have Marsh. It not only gives them a little cushion for this year, it gives them a trade piece for a bat they desperately need.
Yeah, it gives them a trade piece, but it also gives them potentially like a foundation for pitching long term, from a long time from now and into the future, if they want to keep him. I thought he certainly looked the part last night. And I know that when, you come out in your major league debut and you throw six and a third hitless innings, you're going to obviously look the real deal and look the part like you belong at that stage. We'll see if he's able to back that up in future opportunities that he's got. But one thing that I thought of as he's pitching last night, as he's going through, and again, yeah, I know he scattered a couple of walks here and there, but he got out of it clean, didn't have any runs get across when he was, out there. But one thing I thought about was, man, again, the Brady Singer trade looks a whole lot better right now, because they it did before anyway, too, because the starting five, the original five in that rotation have been really, really good this year. But now you've got another piece that can come in and provide additional depth. And oh, by the way, Alec Marsh is waiting in the wings because he's dealing with an injury and coming back from that. And oh, by the way, they've also got Kyle Wright, who's a wild card. We don't know about him, but he's coming back from injury. They've got a lot of starting pitching pieces that are there right now. And so that made obviously we know Brady Singer, they obviously felt like was expendable when they traded him for Jonathan India in the offseason. But even more so when you're looking at it now, like, man, they've got additional depth pieces for situations like what they ran into recently with Cole Reagans exiting with an injury and missing a start.
Yeah, it's depth. And I'm not saying they trade Cameron, but maybe they can trade Marsh. It allowed them to trade Singer. And I'm not convinced that was... the Royals can still lose that trade just because they have the pitching depth to withstand it. Brady Singer's, he's got a 3.20 ERA right now. Like, he's in a 4-1 record, Tom. Like, he's been really good for the Reds. Like, much better, I would say, than Jonathan India has been for the Royals.
Well, I don't know
so
about
far.
That. I mean, I think that Jonathan India has played his part, for the most part. I mean, again, he's not hitting great, but he provides them a ton of versatility and flexibility in the field. I mean, all the different positions he's been able to play. I mean, he's been kind of that super utility guy for them, giving them presence in the outfield when they've needed it. And they've needed it several different times this season. Third base, obviously. Like, I think that he's provided them that, and he's been able to get on base. I think, at a higher clip than anything that they had, because you have to look at it from a replacement value perspective with what they had at the leadoff spot last year. I think they absolutely, I don't want to say that they've won the trade at this point, but I do think that they've accomplished what they've needed to in bringing in a pure leadoff hitter in Jonathan India. And I think it's okay that the Reds have been able to, you know, have that part of their trade pay off as well with Brady Singer. I think both things can be true at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know. His on-base percentage is the same as, you know, he's getting on base like 320. He was about the same as like Freddie Fermin last year. His batting average is bad. Like he's hitting for no pop. He's got a 265 slug. He's hitting 216. He has not been a success story so far. Like he's not. Now, I'm still fine with it. I think he's gonna be okay. But I don't want to be unfair to that. Like, if we're just talking about player for player, like Brady Singer's been better.
But why do we have to go player for player? Like, why can't we talk about
trade was?
Yeah, but
player.
I get it, but why can't we talk about each one of these guys filling a need that the other team needed?
But is India filling a need? He's getting on base. Like,
yeah,
I don't know if he is.
Would you rather have? Would you rather have somebody else in the field other than Jonathan India?
He's hitting 216.
Who would you rather have in the leadoff spot right now for Kansas City as opposed to Jonathan India? Who would you rather put up there?
I don't know who I would put up there. Like Drew Waters probably at the moment. Like I don't know. But I'm saying like he's not like commanding this position the way we think he will. And I do still think he will, by the way. I think he, like a lot of people, are going to hit a groove offensively. He just needs to hit his normal. Right, like India just needs to be what he's always been.
I mean, you do realize his OPS overall right now is not that much lower than Salvador Perez. Like, it's not that much behind where Salvi has been this season.
And Salvi has been off to a disappointing start until the last week. I mean, he has. It's okay to say India has been disappointing so far.
I don't think he's been disappointing. I think he's adequately filled. I don't think he's been amazing. I don't think he's lit the world on fire. Don't get me wrong. He's not the MVP of this team, but they sorely needed a leadoff bat and somebody who could come in and be a little bit flexible in the field and fill that role. And I think he's done that adequately. Can he be better? Absolutely he can. He can get on base more. He's been caught stealing a couple of times, which is disappointing from your leadoff guy. He's not hitting for power right now. Like, I understand all of that, but I do think that he has adequately filled a role that the Royals desperately needed. And it was their number one objective, I think, going into the offseason after last season.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not saying I don't like the trade, but I'm not going to tell you that I think Jonathan India has done a good job. He's well below he's well below his own averages in every single category. So they just need him to be him. And I think he will be. But I don't think it's fair to Brady Singer to not point out the fact that
Brady Singer's been great. He's been wonderful, but I mean, I understand that it was a straight up one for one trade, but also, I mean, I think that it's, you know, a little cliche to be like, who won that trade? I think both teams, with what they needed to accomplish in the trade so far, I think both teams have been able to accomplish that.
I think they will. I think they will. So I don't want to, this isn't me knock. It's not, it's more of a tip of the cap to Brady Singer. Either way, remember what they were able to do with Brady Singer. Back to the original point of the conversation, they were able to go make a trade like that, and with either Marsh or I would doubt they trade Cameron, but they do have some depth. You know, it allows them to go make that type of trade for a big league player if they need to at the deadline to help the offense, which continues to struggle. Vinny Pasquantino had an early home run, and the Royals, what did they have last night? 11 hits? I think 11. They had 11 hits and score 3 runs. I mean, like that's hard to do. That's really hard to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all at the point, at least I am, where I'm not surprised by that. And it's not to me like I'm wringing my hands and being like, oh my God, what are they going to do? I think that what they have shown, and they've done this in back-to-back games, and they've done it in several other games too. They've gotten out to a lead early. They put 2 on the board in the top of the first, and provided Noah Cameron a little bit of a cushion. Again, it's not a team that is able to come back from behind. At least we haven't seen that evidence at all during this season. So it becomes that much more critical to get out on the board early And that's what they've been able to do so far in this series in both of the games, and provide a little bit of cushion, you know, and then ultimately be able to let your starter go to work. That's been the recipe for success for the Royals. I think it's remarkable that we're now through the end of April and they go on a 2-8 road trip and they still finish the month over 500. Like, that's just, that's remarkable to me. And they're doing it by scoring the least amount of runs in Major League Baseball. It's just, again, another tip of the cap to the pitching staff. And the starters have been phenomenal. They have been flawless for the most part. And again, I think that you have to take that into consideration as well. If you want to talk about the Brady Singer and Jonathan India trade, is that, you know, yeah, like, Singer has been fantastic for the Reds so far. The Royals have been fantastic with their pitching staff, and they haven't missed a beat without Singer in the rotation.
Yeah. Because they've been good. They've still been good in pitching.
And they've not missed a beat in their rotation, even without Singer in that rotation.
There are all kinds of situations where you feel good about a trade that you lose. Okay, Cole Reagans is a Royal because of a trade that the Rangers made to win a World Series, but absolutely lost, right? The thought of giving up Cole Reagans to get Aroldis Chapman, like, the Rangers absolutely lost that trade, still worked out for them.
I just don't think it's that important. Like, I don't subscribe to the whole notion of, like, you know, oh, we need to figure out which team won the trade or which team lost the trade. Both teams filled the role that they needed. And it's great that Brady Singer is doing phenomenal. And I think that it would be a little bit more out in the open if the Royals rotation was struggling. Then it would be like, man, they lost Brady Singer and they need him bad. There's not been a single moment, at least for me so far this season, where I'm like, man, the Royals really wish they had Brady Singer right now.
That's what I meant by what I just said. Like, yeah, the Rangers just traded a Cy Young candidate, you know, in Cole Reagans, but they won a World Series because they put Chapman in a spot of need at the moment. Brady Singer is great, but they're showing you right now, they didn't need him as much as other teams need that kind of starter because they've got a bunch of good ones. And now they might have, honestly, they might have 7 good ones, even without him. And so that's your position of strength. How do you utilize that now to go fix the flaw that you have? And that's what they'll have to do. India's going to hit more. Like, he's confident. Like, I'm not worried about him. But they need another bat. Like, he's not going to do the thing that they need so desperately right now, which is a run producer, driver inner, whatever you want to call it, which is what they need. And that's where they've struggled, but it's okay because their bullpen's been great. Their pitching's been great. And they win again last night, 3-0 against the Rays. They get day baseball today. It'll be another good pitching matchup. Shane Boz, the Rays can just sort of, you know, roll those guys out there, but Seth Lugo's on the mound. Hopefully he follows up his best start of the year and they'll try for a sweep. And then they go to Baltimore and face a struggling Royals team. Now, if you can't score on Baltimore at the moment, the way they're going, you might really have some problems. One of the only 4 games in the first, 31 that the Royals have scored more than 4 runs came against the Orioles, at least. So there's that. But only 4 times in 31 games, they've scored more than 4 runs, and they have a record above 500.
Yeah.
That is wild.
And they, you know, this will be, I mean, after the win last night, that's 3 series in a row that the Royals have won. They swept the Rockies. Yes. They took 2 of 3from the Astros, and now they've won the series against the Rays. And we talked about it yesterday, the fact that they follow up this series with Tampa Bay by playing a Baltimore team that has disappointed so far this season. I believe the Orioles will turn it around. I don't know if they'll, you know, make a huge push or not, but I don't think they're nearly as bad as what their record suggests they are right now. But I do think that it's advantageous for the Royals to get Baltimore at this point in the season. They played them once at home. Now they get them in Baltimore. I think it's definitely advantageous that they get them now.
No question. I totally agree. I'm glad they're playing all of their games, I think, against the Orioles right now. That's a good team. Team they beat in the playoffs last year, you might remember. But Cameron is great. 6 1/3, the 5 walks. He's not elite. He doesn't look elite, but he navigates it, and that's what they'll need. The bullpen, Ursig, you know, sort of survived another. He had a base runner. That he remains really, really good. How about John Schreiber? You know, Estevez was going to get the headline of the night because he was able to get through it. He didn't have a totally clean inning again, one cheap hit that I don't know that you worry about, and then one legit one. But and Schreiber's been good now. That's another one. So now you got Urcic, you got Lynch, maybe you got Schreiber, you got Estevez back there. We'll see with Harvey.
Zerpa like has kind of turned things around a little bit. He's got that ERA down. He's been better in the last couple of weeks.
They look good there, and I just wonder if there's not a India Singer type of trade that they could make earlier than normal, right? Because everybody's always looking for starting pitching, always. What if the Royals get hyper aggressive? What if they're like, you know what, Cameron? Did everybody see that? We need an outfielder. Who's got one?
Yeah, I don't think that that's realistic. I mean, I don't think they go one start from this guy and then they start dangling him as trade bait. I don't see that.
No, I'm approaching it like a fantasy guy. Like that's what I would do. I'd be like, hey, look how good he is. Now let's make a trade right now, right this second.
By the way, I think that's a little bit unfair to Noah Cameron as well. Like he gets his major league debut and he dazzles in 6 1/3, and we're talking about trading the guy. Like, come on, let's let him, you know, develop a little bit more.
It's 100% unfair. I'm talking only about the desperation they have at the moment in the lineup, and like
I don't know if they do. I mean, like, look, like I think we do. I think generally speaking, everybody does to an extent. Like they're only scoring 3 runs a game with their pitching now. Yeah, like if they can, I don't love it. I want to see them score more than 2 or 3 runs a game. Absolutely, I do. But when you're starting pitching and your bullpen, when the entire pitching staff is producing the way that they are, you can absolutely win games 3-0 or 4-1 or, you know, 4-2, whatever it is. Like they can absolutely do that. And we said yesterday, 4 is kind of the magic number for them. Like if they can get to 4 runs in a game, then you feel significantly more comfortable.
But then you also have to look at a stretch like they did, you know, where they lost 7 out of 8 or whatever it was, and they actually were getting good pitching in a lot of those games, and they couldn't score more than a run, you know, like when they face good pitching. So I'd rather start with good pitching than good hitting, but I'm not sure they're getting enough now. And the reality is, and I joke about the Royals offense a lot, honestly, I do think they need another bat. That's not a joke. But I also think Vinny and Salvi and India are all going to hit more than they've hit. And so I think a lot of this will come internally. I think this is, again, just like last year, this is going to be a streaky offense. They just haven't streaked at the same time. Bobby Witt Jr. has been great. Mikel Garcia has been great. They'll be okay, but they do need another bat. And they do have a position of strength now in the rotation with Marsh and Cameron, potentially, if Marsh comes back and is okay, sitting there waiting. Right? Like you, just like they did when they traded for India, can they pull off a move like that in the middle of the season? I don't think it's too early to kick the tires if you're JJ Piccolo, and he is, because this looks like a team that should be in great shape to do what we thought it would do. Again, day baseball today, you'll hear it. You'll get it here on KFH, and you'll get like an hour. Yeah, you'll get us till 11, then Rich Eisen for an hour, and that'll take you right into Royals baseball. I've got Max's hockey bet in. It is plus 30. So like 3,000 to 1. So 30 to 1 odds, plus 3,000 that the Maple Leafs and the Jets meet in the Stanley Cup Finals. Neither has to win it. They just each win their conference. That gets me $150 on a $5 bet. It's getting me closer to a driver. Max, I appreciate it. I appreciate your contributions.
I don't know anything about that bet. And very little about the NHL playoffs, so my fingers are crossed for you. I'm rooting for you. Hope you win. I can give you no analysis on that.
The Leafs haven't won since '67, and Winnipeg is a really good team. I mean,
when was the last time a Canadian Edmonton Stanley Cup Finals?
When's the last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup Finals? I have no idea. Probably not that long ago.
Isn't that the streak? Like, isn't that the streak, Max? It's been forever.
Yes, I think might have been Montreal.
Let's see. I'm looking it up right now. It's been 30 years. 92, 93.
Montreal.
The Canadiens in 93 beat the Kings. Yeah. So it's been 32 years, 33 years.
It's always been kind of nice to hold that over the heads. Of course, even though most of the players for the American teams that win are Canadian, it's been nice to hold that over their heads. So if Max's bet hits, that streak will be broken.
Do you know who the main star of that Canadiens team was in 93, Jacob?
You said it was the Montreal Canadiens? Uh-huh. 92.
I don't know a lot of NHL players, but I do know this name.
It's not Gretzky.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not Gretzky.
He's on the Kings.
Patrick Waugh. Remember Patrick Waugh?
I forgot he was there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, like there was like the early 90s, probably right around that time, maybe a little bit later than 92, 93. So probably like mid to late 90s, I guess it would be. Like I knew all the players and I knew them because I had like a video game that I loved. And so you know them all when you do. And so I was a big hockey fan back then, like a huge hockey fan. Remember the goalie? Max will remember his name. It was Felix Potvin for the Maple Leafs. Max?
Yes. Felix the Cat.
He was my favorite goalie on that game. So I was like, I'm going to be a Maple Leafs fan. And then the Stars won their championship. And I was like, oh, that's kind of fun. But I've never really been a fan of theirs. And now I kind of am in the ether. I've always said, like, if, you know, when I was younger, I was like, if I ever end up in a city with a pro hockey team, like a NHL hockey team, I'm just going to be like a diehard fan of that team, whatever it is, because hockey is so much fun. Now I have a reason to watch. I appreciate that, Max. You know, here we go. The NBA playoffs, lots of reasons to watch the NBA playoffs. Still a lot more locked in there. But the Lakers lose last night. They're the 3 seed, Tommy. They get Luka, all the fanfare, all the noise surrounding all of this stuff, and they fall in the opening round of the Timberwolves. 4-1. Minnesota, I can't get over this. Minnesota missed 40 threes. Didn't take, you know, missed 40 threes last night and still found a way to win that game. A lot of little things out of that game that are fun. Rudy Gobert gets a little revenge, right? Everybody likes to dog on Gobert and his style of basketball will never work. Well, he was the reason they won that game last night. And Luka Doncic.
He went for 20-20.
Yeah. Yeah. Luka Doncic's defensive deficiencies also reared their ugly head in that game last night. And so the Lakers said, and they'll be the story today, not the Timberwolves, even though I think the Timberwolves are legitimate contenders here because they have arguably the best player in the game right now in Anthony Edwards. But the Lakers sit here as an early exit. I don't know. What did we expect of the Lakers this year, Tommy? I mean, I know they made the Luka trade this year. I don't think I ever thought it was going to like lead them to a title right now. That's not why it was criminal what the Mavs did. It's because they get to like extend the Lakers' run with Luka once LeBron passes the torch. I didn't put a lot of thought into whether they could get it done because I just didn't think they could. Now it becomes, can they put something around those two guys to win it? I don't know. It's an interesting question.
Well, I think at the micro level, I mean, I'm sure JJ Redick, at least if I were him, I would be second guessing some of the decisions, at least in last night's game. He didn't play any players with any kind of size whatsoever. And so Rudy Gobert had to basically, I mean, he had this size advantage and he was able to feast on that. And I think in retrospect, you know, I know they kind of were daring Gobert to like go out and do it. And he did for sure. I mean, there was not a single player. I think I read this earlier today, not a single player that played for the Lakers in the starting lineup last night that was taller than 6'8". So they didn't start their starting center, Jackson Hayes. Alex Lynn didn't play in the game either. Like these guys did not, there was no height. There was no size. And Gobert was able to just absolutely feast on that. So in an elimination game, I'm not sure why you make that decision other than
well,
just like,
I think
hey, we want
Gobert
to try to go out and beat you. But if Gobert, you know, shows that he's able to do that, midway through the game, make a change, make an adjustment, yeah. And they weren't able to do that. And so I think in the micro, that's one thing for sure that the Lakers have to be kicking themselves on today. In the macro, I mean, we're less than 12 hours removed from the elimination game, and already all the headlines are, is LeBron going to come back? He's mulling his future. What's going to happen? Like, that will dominate the storylines and the talk shows for months from now.
And it should.
I'm not saying it shouldn't, but we can't even have a conversation about can the Lakers win a title with Luka until we know what's going to happen with LeBron.
Right. I assume, honestly, that LeBron will come back. He's just still playing at such a high level. And
I'm sure he will too. But and so it's like, let's just end the speculation early, get it done,
and
then the Lakers can go ahead and start to rebuild.
This time, I don't know, but like I get it. Like he's my we're the same age. He probably would like to at least think about it, but he's probably made that decision a while ago. I doubt he expected a first round exit. But I also think he's been around the game long enough to know they're not quite where they need to be to go win a title. Now, what can they do around those two guys to do it? Give those two guys a full off season to really work together and see. I think I'll just assume LeBron is coming back. Because if LeBron doesn't come back, can the Lakers over time win a championship with Luka? Of course they can. Luka made it to the finals last year with the Mavs. Like, yes, they absolutely can. But I think for another year, it'll probably include LeBron. So then it's like, okay, will that combination be able to? And I think it's a really interesting idea. They're similar players, right? Like Luka's always been called the next LeBron. Now he doesn't defend like LeBron defends, but you know, kind of the style and the things that they can do on the floor. I don't know if it works together. I think it'll be the most curious thing of the offseason for sure. Unless LeBron just comes right out and says, yeah, I'll be back, which almost never happens. I think it's worth discussing. And again, it doesn't mean that the Mavericks can't sit back and be like, ha ha ha, we told you so. Like, look at the Lakers now. No, that's not how that works, Mavericks. No,
I'm sure that Nico Harrison's thinking that this morning, though, like I showed you guys.
Yeah, it's just I've said this before. The reason I think this is the worst trade that's ever been made isn't because I think Luka, like the Mavs could be right about moving Luka. It's because they didn't get anything for him. They could absolutely be right that like it was never going to work with. They could totally be right about all of that. But the fact that they didn't get anything for him or shop him or that's what makes the trade the worst trade in history. It's like the biggest undersell of the biggest asset we've ever seen in sports. It's not that they were right or wrong about moving on from Luka. And so, you know, whatever. You don't get to do that, Mavs. You don't get to do that because Jalen Brunson's still rubbing it in your face. And I don't think Nico Harrison was the one that decided not to let Jalen Brunson. I don't know that, though. Well, whatever. Fred VanVleet gets a win, Tommy, last night, keeping their hopes alive. That's it. The Rockets are interesting. You know, they sneak around, and if you weren't paying attention, you wouldn't have realized they're a two seed. Fred VanVleet just continues to prove he's a winner. Such a great story. They're deep. They've got all these good young players. But the Warriors have been the darlings of the NBA since they added Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler wasn't very good last night. And we've seen this from Jimmy Butler over the years when he was with the Heat. He would have these games where he didn't do anything and then he'd just kill you. So, you know, that's probably coming. I'm not smart enough to sit here and tell you the Rockets do or don't have a chance in this series. But it's good to see him get a win. It's good to see Fred VanVleet have a great game. Yeah. Not just a good game, but a great game.
I definitely think if Fred can continue to shoot the way that he has, then yeah, I think the Rockets do have a chance to at least force a game seven. VanVleet has been 12 of 18 shooting threes in the last two games. He's been lights out effective for them. And so that's the key difference maker for Houston for this series to continue. I'm not ready to predict that they're going to win the next two games and go to the next round. But I certainly think that if VanVleet can continue the hot hand, that they can force a game seven for sure.
Isn't it crazy too? Like everybody thought Fred was crazy and just chasing this bag to go down to Houston. And it didn't take very long. What is this, his third season there for them to be the two seed in the West? Like that dude, there aren't many guys in sports that just win at the clip he is able to win. No matter what the circumstance has been for him, he just is always a part of a winner. When you talk about that stuff that matters, that's not all. And his, you know, his game is obviously incredible, but that dude just wins. Tonight, Knicks Pistons. That series has been highly entertaining. I've been following from afar. Maybe I'll tune in there.
I'm kind of rooting for the Knicks. Are you? How do you feel about that? I mean, it's been such a long time since the Knicks have been playing relevant basketball, and they try every single year. And I don't know if it's weird because I feel like everybody hates Tom Thibodeau. And
I don't hate Tom Thibodeau.
Well, I feel like the fan base, like they like,
yeah.
And I know it's New York and I know it's the media and all
he's
of that.
He's the most anti-load management oh, coach there is. So I actually really like Tom
and he's,
Thibodeau.
He's kind of grumpy all the time and yeah. is kind of combative and like all of that. And I know the media loves to get him going and he gets angry. Like I love it. I'm kind of rooting for the Knicks to make a run here.
I've always rooted for the Knicks. I think they're, you know, most of the time I'm contrary. Like, I don't like the Lakers. I don't like the Yankees. But the Knicks I've always had a small affinity for because I think their fans are awesome. And I think they've had really cool players over the years. Larry Johnson's is probably my favorite all-time basketball player. So, like, I have always found myself like, you know, the Knicks are fine.
You know who one of my favorite all-time players is? I used to love John Starks. John Starks.
A lot of people did. He was kind of a, you know, he's a little arrogant and all those things. He was this little dude out there competing. Right. Alan Houston was great for a long time. Like,
Ewing,
I've liked a lot of.
Yeah, I was a Knicks, Patrick Ewing. I was a Knicks guy for a long time.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say that I'm a Knicks fan or anything even close to that, but I don't actively not want them to win.
I mean, when was the last time they were like nationally relevant? Like, I think there was that period of time they weren't winning titles, but they weren't winning titles even during this period I'm about to reference, but the Jeremy Lin taking the world by fire, all of that, like they weren't relevant for winning games necessarily, but he took the world by fire during that moment. And that was probably the last time that the Knicks were really like nationally talked about.
Landry Shamet's on that team, by the way, right now. Look, I think with Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns, like, they've got enough players. I don't know what their chances to win it are, but I'm glad they're in it. And the Pistons are a great young team, too. There's a lot of good NBA stories, and we are going to start talking more NBA now here on this show. But I'm excited about it. I mean, it's a good game. It's a good series. All right, we'll come back. Another hour of Sports Daily. Tim Fitzgerald joins in the next hour. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.